Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the frequently asked questions about menopause. My guest today is a practicing OBGYN at Just For You OBGYN in Locust Grove, Georgia. She is a fellow of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. We're delighted to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Network, Dr. Lori Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sparkplug. It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing just great. It's a beautiful day in Georgia.
Most definitely. Are you ready to talk about menopause?
I absolutely am. I absolutely am.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
First question, can menopause be delayed?
Well, menopause really, it just can't be delayed. Basically, what menopause is the time in a woman's life when her ovaries begin to cease production of hormone and they stop producing eggs every month that would help her be fertile. When menopause comes, a woman's fertility pretty much goes away. And at this point, it's pretty much thought that menopause is genetically determined, meaning it tends to run in families according to ages. If your mom stopped at a certain age, you're more likely to stop at that age as well. And it really can't be delayed. Now, I will say it can be brought on earlier by things such as cigarette smoking and abuse of the body, alcohol intake excessively. Things like that can make it come on quicker. But unfortunately, it cannot be delayed.
Well, just how hot is a hot flash?
Well, that just depends on the individual. Again, when you're talking about menopause, you're talking about hormonal fluctuations. And with the hormones that are produced in a woman's body actually have so many key roles. And one of those roles is in the maintaining of her internal body temperature. So as menopause comes and those levels begin to fluctuate and decline, the internal body temperature, the things that regulate it, begin to fire off when they're not supposed to, so to speak. And so while every woman doesn't have hot flashes, a lot do. And they say it's a warming sensation from the inside out. Starts with sweating and things like that. Some women become very red and in the face and things of that nature due to the hot flashes. And the hot flashes are pretty much subjective. I hear it's as hot as they can be, kind of like having your own private summer, so to speak, like a hot summer day.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
How should I say this? When does a woman know she's going through menopause?
Well, some of the most obvious signs will be changes in the menstrual cycle. You may see delays, as in where the cycle used to come every 28 days or so. You may see it coming more frequently or spacing out, coming every 6 weeks, every 2 months, every 3 months. Those are the more obvious signs. However, menopause has many, many signs and symptoms, things like loss of concentration, changes in the memory, unable to recall certain things all the time. Some women say they feel a little bit foggy, like they're a little cloudy in their thinking. Other women will have mood swings, irritability. So those are all kind of signs and symptoms, but the most obvious being changes in the menstrual cycle. That's the hallmark of the beginning of menopause.
Okay. Well, what about herbal alternatives? Are they safe to use for menopausal symptoms?
Yeah, there's a lot of good herbal therapies out there, as opposed to the commonly prescribed hormone replacement therapies. With herbal medications, just like any other medications, you have to know what it is you're taking and make sure that they don't have any interaction or effect on anything else going on in the body. Sometimes the herbal remedies will have other side effects as well, just like a prescription medication would, and you should let whoever's caring for you as your doctor know that you're taking those remedies because they can cause some issues as well.
So you mentioned hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So hormone replacement therapy cannot stop menopause from happening?
No. What it can do is it can help to alleviate the symptoms of menopause, but it's not going to actually stop menopause from happening. It can make a woman feel better. It can make you feel more like your younger self. But if you were to stop taking the therapy, you would be kind of right back where you started from with all the symptoms.
Well, let's talk about hair loss.
Okay.
Is menopausal hair loss permanent?
Again, if you're using replacement therapy, you can delay and even alleviate some of those hair loss issues. The main hormone that we lose during menopause is progesterone, and progesterone has probably hundreds of effects in a woman's body. One of those is causing thicker and fuller hair. And as those levels just begin to decline, there's just less of the hormone around to give the hair what it needs for thickness. And so, again, using the hormone replacement therapies can at least help to slow down, you know, the hair loss and even have some regeneration of growth.
Well, Dr. Lori, what is postmenopausal bleeding and what does it mean?
Well, postmenopausal bleeding is this. Let me just step back for just a quick moment. When you're talking about being in full menopause, the textbook definition, if you will, is you haven't had a menses for over one solid year. So some women will get to that point where it's been, you know, they'll go 10 months with no menses, and then they have it, and they have to start all over again on that one-year calendar clock. And so after your cycle's been gone for an entire year, full 12 months, you're considered to be in menopause. So any bleeding that would occur after that one-year window would be considered postmenopausal bleeding. Now, what does it mean? Well, it can mean many things. It can mean that something in the body is producing a little more hormone, and it causes the lining of the uterus to thicken a little bit, and that thickening will then cause the bleeding. That can happen when a woman is taking hormone replacement therapy, for instance, or for women who are heavier, because adipose or fat tissue converts hormone into estrogen. So sometimes if a woman gains a lot of weight postmenopausally, she may see that she has a little bit of bleeding because there's excess hormone in her body due to the extra fat tissue. The worst thing that it can mean is endometrial cancer. And so if a woman has postmenopausal bleeding, she must go see her doctor and have it evaluated to see what exactly it is caused by.
Well, Dr. Lori, before we bring this interview to a close, are there any final things about menopause you'd like our listening audience, the women in our listening audience, to remember or
well,
to know?
I think that menopause is something like, I think that when you're going through menopause, one, you got to read. Two, ask questions. And three, keep asking until you find a doctor that's going to listen to you and help you through your issues. Menopause for some women is easy, and for others it's not quite so easy. And if you need the extra help in getting through it, don't just be satisfied with what a doctor is telling you. If you want a second opinion, get a second opinion, because there is help available. There's no reason for women to have to suffer through menopause in this day and age, because there is lots of help available to help you get through this transition in your life and to have, help you do it smoothly and easily.
All right. And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
I can be reached via telephone at 678-429-8146 at Just For You OBGYN, or you can reach me via email at drlori@justforyouobgyn.com, which is also my web address, www.justforyouobgyn.com. And you can go on, you can write me, you can call, come and see me, and we'll be glad to have you as a patient.
All right. Well, Dr. Lori Johnson with Just For You OBGYN in Locust Grove, Georgia. Thanks for being with us today.
You are so welcome. It's been a pleasure.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Dr. Lori Johnson. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin-Thomas, for doing another stellar job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at justforyouobgyn.com. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep supporting women in business. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.